leather containers you put coins in, you might call it a what?
You can call it a pocketbook. Either a coin purse.
Mm-hmm. Pocketbook and purse mean about the same thing.
I think so. Mm-hmm. A bag. A lot of women call it a bag.
Yeah. Still all the same thing.
Yeah.
Still got more stuff in there than you could ever.
That's a bag.
Yeah. And the woman sometimes wear around her wrist, she'll wear a what?
Bracelet.
Yeah. And around her neck, she might wear a...
They call them chokers and pearls. And, mm-hmm.
and sometimes the little things strung together, you'd have a what?
Necklace.
Mm-hmm. Or beads.
Yeah, beads.
Something like that.
They don't fair to them, go with beads anymore, I don't think.
What is usually... Do they ever have a name for it? You put on the beads, you call it a what of beads?
String of pearls, string of beads.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes if men, the trousers are too loose, you know. You had these things come
They had galluses and suspenders.
The difference between galluses?
None whatsoever that I know of.
And sometimes it's raining outside, you'd hold something over your head. You'd
call it an umbrella or a parasol.
Is there a difference between those two?
I don't think so.
We talked earlier about some of the bedroom furniture. What all would go on a bed? When you're making up a bed, what all would go on the bed?
Well, I reckon the first thing you do, you put one sheet on there, you know, that fitted sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And then your pillow and your pillowcase, and then your top sheet. And then a blanket.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you make it up, what they call it, a coverlet or a bedspread?
Yeah. Those two. Those two about the same thing?
Coverlet. I think so.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see, you mentioned pillow. Oh, there's a kind of pillow that goes all the way across the bed. You ever see one of those?
I never seen one. I got a big king size bed, and we got three of those big foam rubber pillows. But I never have seen one that goes all the way across.
Hmm. You ever hear anybody talk about a bolster?
No.
Okay. So, say if it's real cold at night and your heat's not working, you might put something on the bed. Extra warmth, what would that be?
Blanket?
Mm-hmm.
Or a quilt?
Yeah, is there a difference between those two?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. And if you had so much company, you didn't have a bed for everybody, you might...
Put a pallet on the floor.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of... Ask you some different kinds of questions. Now, what kinds of land do they have around here?
You know? Well, out in East Montgomery, most of the land is clay.
Mm-hmm.
And over there in South Montgomery, it ain't nothing but a bunch of damn mud, gummy stuff.
Gummy stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a name for, a kind of soil that's part sand and part clay.
Is it loam?
Yeah, kind of a loam.
I've heard that. I don't know much about that stuff.
Mm-hmm. If you have land in it, and it really grows a lot of crops. You said that land sure is
fertile.
Mm-hmm. And what do they usually call a land sale? That's along a river or a creek or something. You have a lot of overflow.
Riverbed.
Yeah. Or what do they call a land that beside the river? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Yeah. You ever heard that called bottom land or anything like that?
Yeah, I have heard it, but I didn't know that was what it was. I heard the name bottom land.
Yeah. What about grassland, low-lying grassland, it's maybe good for nothing but grazing. You ever heard a name for that?
Remember pasture, grazing.
Mm-hmm. And what about you have some land maybe that water stands in it all the time, bog? What would you call that kind of stuff?
Call that a swamp.
Mm-hmm. Any other names that people ever call that?
Not that I know of.
Let's see. What about along the sea sometimes where salt hay grows? You know what they call that?
Oh, what?
Sometimes salt hay grows along the edge of the sea there. You know what that's called?
No, that's a seaweed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see.